Shir Tzadik Aleph, Yem Aleph, Yud Zayin Adar, Parz V'Yakob Akrudi.
Rove Bar Sharshum Nofak alei kole deko ochil are de yasme was a coil that is eating a soda shel yesoimim. Deko ochil are de yasme. The Rashbam says, what is the pshat? Nofak alei kole deko ochil are de yasme. Rove Bar Sharshum nofak alei kole deko ochil are de yasme. Kel meforesh lekamei de bemashkoin oiso etzloi ad achshov. Shekolu shnei mashkanta. Bechaye Av was a mashkante, what is called a mashkante, that the pshat, the father, owed him money. So b'meile, he gave him the karka to eat the payas of X amount of years, and keneged the choiv that the father owes him. Ve'ilkach nofik aleikol shel eidus emes de mehashto ochil are de yasme. And came out a coil shel edus emes de me'ashto ochil are de yasme. So the meforshim shtel, before we start the sugya, see, there's a poor drachim in the rishonim how to learn the sugya, and in every one of the drachim of the rishonim stayed a lot of yesoides from the ketolim of chazoka and migu. Well, what is the case? Rove bar sharshum nofak alei kol de kol ochil are de yasme. So Rashi says, Rashbam says, v'nofak lov kol shel edus emes. So the first mishter, what is the pirush hamiles? Koil shel edus emes. The truth is, in the ritva state, v'nofak lov koil was a rumor in the gas. People spoke that it's are de yasme. What was the masber zayin? V'nofak lov koil. The oilom was speaking that he's eating are de yasme. Usinish beseder. And doesn't give him the koil. Nothing more to explain anymore. V'nofak lov koil was a rumor. The koil ochil are de yasme. Rashbam says, "V'nofak lov koil shel edus emes." So the Gedulei Shmuel wants to say pshat. Zog the Gedulei Shmuel pshat. What's in the pshat? What's in the pshat? The Gedulei Shmuel. What's in the pshat? The pshat is, zog the Gedulei Shmuel, that be'etzem a koil alein is garnished. Why? Mechatei se bichlal that the father is the bailim. So you have to have two zachen. You have to have edus that the father is the bailim, and said maybe he bought it, and now it's a koil, like the Rashbam will explain later. It's a mechoy. Now, amol, the father was the bailim. You write that you're sitting in the sod already for a couple of years, but there's a rumor that you're eating shelo ikedin, and b'meila you don't have a chazoke. But if we don't have edus that was belonged to the father before, so what if it's a koil? So the Gedulei Shmuel wants them to read the Rashbam like this: V'nofak lov koil ve'edus emes. Edus emes that the father owned it amol, and now a koil that is not his. It's very not mashma in the Rashbam. But if you look in Lamed Gimel, look in Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, and Dibur Amaschil Omar Lei, like 10 lines at the top of the Amud, Doike kole ve'edus. Doike kole ve'edus. So steht klar in the Rashbam.
It's two different things. The kole is about the same thing.
Ba. So the same thing here. Rashbam meant kol ve'edus.
The same thing, not two different.
No. The Gemara will explain later what we had. The Rashbam says doike kole ve'edus was a kole and was a edus. I think the Gedulei Shmuel once. Not so mashma in the Rashbam, especially in the Rashbam Akotzor steht klar nicht azay. Kol ve'edus emes. And the coil, as is the Rashbam Akotzor Klo. So the Mefoshim explained pshat that this Rashbam stayed a big Yesoid. When I get to the Hemshach, this is from the Yesoidis of Cheska Sabbatim. The Rashbam will learn, Miyabim will learn the sugya, that this coil made a Mechoe. We have to know how it made a Mechoe, but it made a Mechoe. Rabbi Bar Sharshum has a fight with this person, he wants money. We'll see about his Vikuach. But he claims that he has a migu. He could have said lekuach ubiyodi, and Abaye tells him the ma'isa your migu is nishken migu because you cannot say lekuach ubiyodi. So be'etzem b'teichat dvorim in the sugya, leave out the migu, leave out the arguments, is the argument if he's neman to say lekuach or he's not neman to say lekuach. Rabbi Bar Shashum was planning that he could say lekuach, and b'meile the whole sugya. Well, Abaye told him, you're wrong, is a koil, lekuach u'biyodi, you can't say. This is the way the Rashbam learns. Taste will learn different. But Rashbam learns that he told him, you don't have a migu. Because it's a koil, you don't have a migu. It's a mechoe. As I learned the Rashbam. Zog de Welt, what koil is a mechoe? When I hear, and everyone knows that I heard, that is Eidim that say that it doesn't belong to me. He made a mechoe in front of Eidim, as Eidim that know clearly that it's not mine. But if I stam here a rumor in the gas, it's not considered a mechoe for me that I have to look after the shtar. Again, this Rabbi Bar Shashum wanted to say lekuach, like we were seeing the second in the sugya, and b'meile he wanted to tine what he wanted to tine. And the maskonas ha-gemara, if we skip the whole sugya, Abaye told him, lekuach you can't say? Lekuach you can't say? Why? Because it's a koi. And the Rashbam explains later, it's a mechoe. What is a mechoe? Stam a koi is nishken mechoe. Only a koi of edus emes, that is edim, that know that it's not yours. How they know, or that he made a mechoe in front of them, or that the Eidim said to the Beis Din, Me'idim alu that the karka belongs to someone else, so then he had to look after his shtal. But Lu Yitzur has no koil. Lu Yitzur has no eidus. Avada sigonish. Bikol makoim, we'll go back to Tzusa de Shmaise. So Rabbi Bar Shashum nofak alei kol de kol ochil ari de yasme. Omar le'abaye, imi le'izi, oyavi, gufa de uv de eiche avde. This karka, I was there because the father owed me money, different money, and he gave me the karka as mashkante. That I could eat it. He owed me 1,000 zuz. Every year, the karka is moitzi 100, shaviv 100. He gave me it for 10 years, and I was sitting here for 10 years. Now look in the Rashba. Mashkante yavoy 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 mashkante de sura de ksav be mishlem shnin elu tapek are double a kesef. And here is 5 words in the Rashbam. Ubimei aviem achalti o shnei chazoke. The Rashbam is a reinsetzing the sugya that b'chaye ha'av he was there already for 3 years. That the mashkante again. Rabbi Bar Shashum is sitting in a karka that is a rumen that belongs to the Yesoimim. They come over to Rabbi Bar Shashum and they ask Rabbi Bar Shashum, my boy is Bayare. My boy is Bayare. It's a call that belongs to the Yesoimim. So he's telling them the story. Be'etzem was Mashkante, I had it Bechaye Av. Zog the Rashbam, and it has to be that Bechaye Av, I had it for 3 years. Why? Because again, Rabbi Bar Shashum is trying to come that he has a migu that he could have said Lekuach. This is the plan of Rabbi Bar Shashum. Later we'll see if Migu helps, Migu doesn't help. But Rabbi Bar Shashum really wants to say Lekuach. We'll tell him, Val is a Mechoe, he's not never to say Lekuach. Val is a Mechoe, he's not never to say Lekuach. Or he has a Migu that he could have said Lekuach. He had a Migu that he could have said Lekuach. He has a migu that he could have said lekuach. So Vali has a migu that he could have said lekuach. Vali has a migu that he could have said lekuach. So he wants to claim b'meile that they owe him money. To say lekuach, stating the Rashbam, he's only neman if he sat and he ate it b'chaye ha'av 3 years. If he didn't eat it b'chaye ha'av 3 years, he would not have a migu. It's when we get to the whole avodah of the sugya. He's claiming he has a migu because no one knew that it's a mashkante. He could have said, Lekuach ubiyodi, I have a chazoke, I bought it. So while I could say Lekuach, b'meila, I believe. I have a migu, I could have said Lekuach. Zog de Rashbam, I have to eat it already 3 years b'chaye ha'av. Why I have to have 3 years b'chaye ha'av? Listen very carefully. Lo yitzur, I didn't eat it b'chaye av, ein machzikim b'nichse koten. It's not called a chazoke. So this person, Rabbi Bar Shashum, has the sode for 3 years already b'chayeyav. Nor it's mashkante de sure. He has it as mashkante. Now the father dies, and lamazogim, the father owed him 1,000. And every year the son makes 100. He ate it 3 years b'chayeyav, and 7 years b'chayeyav ben. Now he wants to carry on eating it for the next choif. This is the next gemara. But he has to have the first 3 years b'chayeyav on them. He doesn't have a migu that he could have said lekuach. Blame me. On them, he doesn't have a migu that he could have said lekuach. Only while he ate it 3 years b'chayav, the mele he's never to say lekuach. So mele zok love about shalshim like this. Ve'avel izuze achrin egabei, and chutz from this 1,000, the father owed me different money. And the Rashbam says, and in that money I have a shtar, and I don't have a problem to collect that money. So what is my problem? So leave the mashkante after 10 years and collect your money. Zog the Rashbam, but abol yipor aminichso yisoyim im tzorich shvuah. So the ganze what Rabbi Bar Sharshon was trying to gain, val abol yipor aminichso yisoyim im lo yipor haelo b'shvuah. So he didn't want to make a shvuah. Val he didn't want to make a shvuah. So the whole sugya, the whole elich yelich of the sugya, the way the Rashbam is maimi the sugya, was only to gain a shvuah. Again, the mashkanda the sugya was for 10 years. He ate 3 b'chayav, 7 years b'chayav ben, and it's done. Now he wants to carry on eating for what? For the money that the father owes him with a shtar. Aye, we gave him with a shtar. Zog the Rashbam. זוז אחרי נגבי שישחייב לי שאין לי משכן עליהם ואמרי לאחר שכל השני משכנתי עם ארץ רק ארגל יסיים ויש להם חויב שיש לי אליו ועם צורך אני להישובה דומו רבו נבוא לי פורם נכסי יסיים ואבל פי שיש בי עוד השטר חויב מחויבה נשבוע I wanted to save myself not to make a שבוע and the Rashbam in the end of the sugi repeats it again ליבי בביל ועל פה I have aidim so I have a right to collect my money the only thing what I'm trying to gain is that I would not have to make a שבוע this is what I tried to gain then I would not have to make a shvuah. B'meile, amina ima adri me'ar eli yasme v'al mina de isle zuzach iniga b'yichu l'avoyuchun omu rabonon habo li'ipor aminich se yisayim li'ipor elo b'shvuah. Elo ach b'shel ishtar mashkante I will not show that it's a mashkante v'oich lo shir zuze and I will eat the amount of money that he owes me The migudi by amina lekucha ibiyodi mehemne, ki amina de isle zuzeg abaychu mehemne. I will have a migu, and this migu will part me from shvuah. Al pashtes agimore, beetzem he owes me money, but I could have not eat the soda and say that the karka is lekucha ibiyodi, and I will be believed. So now believing that he owes me the money, and I don't have to make a shvuah. It's beetzem a migu lefturim mishvuah. Understand? When we speak about it, basically, the way we're learning the Gemara, is that often the Gemara, before the Gemara, that if a person has a migu, he could be potu mishvuah. Omar lei, lekucha biyodi lemotzi amres. Do yika lekole de ara de yasmu. The Rashbam says it's a mechoe. Elozi la adrinon ilei. Vechigad leyesei mishtay dine ba'adayu. So give it back. And when the beholder, you have a shtar, and you can't be nifra minichse yisayim k'tanim, wait till the big, and then you go over, you make a shvuah, and you will collect with your shtar. This is the Gemara lefi the Rashbam. Lefi the Rashbam, bepashtes ha-Gemara, so what Rabbi Bar Sharshon be'etzem was trying to do? What Rabbi Bar Sharshon was trying be'etzem to do, be'etzem the father owed him money for the mashkante. So he had a karka, he finished to eat it. The father owes him more money. He says, I will now keep it quiet. I will claim that the karka is mine. I'll be believed. But migu that I could have said that the karka is mine, so I believe to say that he owes me money. And I don't have to make a shvuah. You're right that I have a shtar that he owes me money. But for the shtar, I need to make a shvuah. But if I will not tell him that it's a mashkante, so b'meile I would keep the karka for myself. If I would keep the karka for myself, b'meile I have a migu that lekuach biyodi. So I believe to say that he owes me money. The Ramban, Rashbo, Rabbeinu Yehine, Ran, all of them are medayik in the Gemara, that it's mashma in the Gemara that Rabbi Bar Sharshum was planning first to eat the karka, to keep it by him for 5 years, how much money that the guy owes him, he will eat fruit, he will eat the soda, and then he will come over to the guy and say, listen, I could have said, lekuach biyodi. So believe me, you owed me money, and I collected already the money. Fragen all of the Rishonim why he has to go like that. Why he can come over to the Yisrael right away and say, I could have said, Lekuachu biyadi. If I would say, Lekuachu biyadi, I would be believed. So believe me now that you owe me money. Why he has to eat the karka for a couple years? The Lashon HaGemara is like this. So why he has to eat the karka kishir zuzi? He has a migu that he could say that the karka is his. The migu that he could have said that the karka is his, believe him that the father owes him money. If he would say the karka is his, the karka is worth a million. So b'meile he would keep up the karka. So now believe him that the father owes him money. Why he has to eat the karka kishir zuzi? Why he has to eat the karka kishir zuzi? This is the kash of all of the Rishonim. Why has he the karka kishir zuzi? He has a migu. He could have said lekuach biyadi and the karka, and they answered him, "You don't have a migu. Why? Val is a koil, is a mechoe. So you're not able to say lekuach." But why Rav Bar Shalshum wanted to come and say, "I meant to eat it for another couple years, and I could have said lekuach, and the Beneli believe me that the father owes me money." Why he has to do that? What? But the migu has the same right, but he has the karka now. So he has a migu. He has the karka. The karka is by him. If he would say lekuach, he would win the karka. So believe me now that you owe me money. But migu, I could have said lekuach. Believe me that you owe me money. So why? What is the Indian to eat? So we have to know, the Rimigash and the Rambam, they learned the Sugi Einachanami. Rav Bar Shalshum was not planning to eat. He was planning Miyat to come over to the Yesevim and say, I could have said, Lekuachu biyadi. So I'm telling you now, you owe me money, and while I have a right to take the karka b'migu that I could have said, Lekuachu biyadi. So b'meile believe me. I loshen haGemore. Why it says in the Gemore, "Voichal shir zuze"? We'll have to be miyashin. Oh, but the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, Rabbi Yehuda, are learning that Rav Bar Shalshum was not trying to say migu only after he eats the peiros. Before he eats the peiros, ze loshen haGemore. Ve'amine. And I said, if I will come over right away to you, so you will tell me, "Abba li pa'al li pa'al abishvua." Elo, ach b'shishtar mashkante, v'oich lo shir zuze, and migu di boy, amine lekuche biyodi me'emna, ki amine di yisle zuze gabaychu me'emna. He wanted to eat kishir zuze, and then they have a migu. Fragin al v'rishenim, why he has to eat kishir zuze? Even without eating kishir zuze. Lemaise, he could have said the karka is lekuachu biyodi, so he has a migu and the karka, and while he has a migu and the karka, b'meile he's nemen to say, Memele is nemen to say that the guy owes the money. And the Rishonim bring down a often a Gemara exactly the same. And Daf Lamedvov, the Gemara says in Daf Lamedvov, Hani Izle, the famous Gemara, Hani Izle de Achli Chushle ben Ardoe. Person had a field, and some sheep came in, and they ate all over the field. The Maisi didn't have Edim that they ate. So he went, and he chapped over the sheep, and he comes over to the Bailim, and he says, "You know, I could have not tell you nothing, and you would never know that your sheep are by me. But maybe that I could have said that the sheep are not by me. Believe me that this is the sheep, but they ate. And Mamela, I want you to pay me. Mamela, I want you to pay me." So migu that I could have said le'adam, I'm never to say that the sheep ate. So the Zalbezach here, Bemigla that I could have said that the karka is mine, I'm believed to say that you owe me money. The same thing there, bemigu, that I could have said that the sheep are mine, I could say that your sheep ate by my field and you owe me money. Does it a migu? So the Zalba Zachir, I also have a migu. I also have a migu. This is the Rishonim's kash.
Why is there a migu
in the height? We'll see, we'll see. So the Ramban comes with the first eretz. Look, I said, Zog the Ramban. Very, very shver eretz. Again, we have to know the Rimigash and the Rambam take and learn that Rabbi Bar Sharshum didn't have to eat the peres for his migu. While he could have said lekuach ubiyadi, we told him he can't say lekuach ubiyadi because it's a mechoy. B'mele was a koil. While it's a koil, it's a mechoy. B'mele he can't say. If the Rashbam, the Teisler is different. That you could say just migu da oze. Teisler different matter. But the Rashbam learns that the answer was that you don't have a migu. While it's a mechoy, you don't have a migu. But our daddy has a migu and he's believed. So Abba Rashbam, Gemara Loshna Gemara is only if he eats the peiros, then he'll be believed. If he doesn't eat the peiros, he will not be believed. And the Shaila, why he has a migu? You could have said the karka is mine. So believe me, you owe me money. Zog the Ramban, Zateretz. Vail. The Yisayim Aktanim. And if you go over to the Yaseim Aktanim and you want to collect money from them, Beis Din don't listen to you. Right? The Aloch is Eini Froim and Nichse Yaseim Aktanim. You have to wait till they become big. So if Rabbi Bar Sharshum will go over to the Yaseim and tell him, listen, this karga, I could have said that is mine. So believe me, Bemigu, that you owe me money, I have a shtar, I anyway could collect the money soon, but I want to be believed without a shvur. Normally I need a shvur to be nishba boli po, but nichse yisayim needs a shvur. I don't want to make a shvur. I don't want to make a shvur. I have a migu. If I would say that the karka is mine, you would not have the karka. It was worth $1 million, so at least on the shavius of the money, if $1 million, I could be believed to say that you owe me the money, and normally I need a shvur to prove that you owe me money, even that I have a shtar, and before I'm nichse yisayim, elo b'shvur. But here the migu will pattern me. Zog the Ramban, we tell him, listen, 1 second. Now the yisayim aktanim, right? So we can't listen now, okay? So we tell him, go home, come back in 12 years. He comes back in 12 years and he asks for the money. We tell him, but you have to have a shvur. But he says, but I have a migu. They say, migu what? You could have said the karka is yours. He already won made it 12 years ago. You lost your migu. Now there's Dr. Ramban. It sounds, because it's modern, we are sick of it, yeah? Again, Dr. Ramban, the guy, Rabbi Bar Sharshum will walk into basic. And he goes over to the Yisayim, listen, I finished this karka, I could have gone home now, say it's mine, you would never have it. I'm made it's yours. So here's $1 million that I could have kept to myself. So believe me, your father owes me $1 million. Here's a shtar. Normally I need a shvur, but I have a migu. I'm saying the truth. If I'll be a gan, if I would just walk off with a karka. The Gemara says, that is a coil, he can't go off with a karka. But bad to me, he has a migu. So the Ramban will tell Rabbi Bar Sharshum, 1 second. But now the Yisayim don't have to pay it, right? We have to wait till they become big. Was not loch. Okay, so please give them back the karka, and we'll make an appointment 12 years when they become big, you come over to Beis Din. He comes in Zog the Ramban in 12 years to Beis Din, and we tell him, no, what you want to say now? The kids owe me money. So you make a shvur. I had a migu. What is your migu? I could have said it's mine. You can't say. We know it's theirs. You already made it. No, but yesterday I could have said. Migu lemafreya lo yamrinen. Migu lemafreya lo yamrinen. And then Zog the Ramban. You can't use the migu of yesterday. Now, the shayla here, Anish Ken Shaychus, Betzim. Zog the Ramban, Do'id ne lo'imotsi ne meima ba'ochi. Ve'ein ne ma mashu'ay merach shof zuzi yasei yiz lo yabei avuyen. Ve'nirim shum diyas miktan enilu, v'chiyom ha mashkante gaboi v'shal mi mashkante mafkine minei. לא מסכינו לפרי החוי ועד שיגדלו ולכשיגדלו לקם מיגו פרק את הרמב״ן ואם תאים הרי כשבו לבייסטין הוי מיגו זאת אומרת, יהיה אבל היא שייסה זאת אומרת, שלא בפונוב we didn't listen to the מיגו then we didn't listen קוטן שלא בפונוב we don't listen Ein mekablim edu shloi bifnei baal din. So we didn't listen. Then we didn't listen. So you don't have a, now you don't have a migu. Then you didn't have a migu. So Meli, you lost your migu. As I zogt der Rambam. So avad et zamot chmer lechura azay. Let me again. So big tzeisim and nesivisim and them. But I want only the teich the ikar advorim. The ikar advorim. Lechura the world says that from this Ramban. State claw lechure that migu is kriach hatayne and migu is not biru. If migu is a biru, I don't understand what the rabban is saying. Lom desaher, lom desahin. Yesterday when I came, I could have lied. So lemaisa, I'm saying the truth. You couldn't accept me now. Okay, wait for 12 years, but you have to prove that I'm saying the truth. There's no shaches to migu lemafreya. Migu lemafreya is alemol when a person is moide. And we say, yesterday you could have tied a different tainer. We say, yesterday you didn't think about it. Here I came yesterday to Beis Din, and I told Beis Din, listen, he guy owes me money, I could have said it's mine, believe me, that he owes me money, because I could have said that it's mine, I have a normal migu. So now we can't listen, we can't listen. So I come in 12 years, okay, now you don't have a migu. But you know I'm saying the truth. If I'll be a liar, 12 years ago I would not show up in a Beis Din. So vice versa, I'm not a liar. If Migu is a riot and I'm saying the truth, there's no way to understand this Rabban. If Migu is a riot and I'm saying the truth, there's no way to understand this Rabban. There's no mokim to understand this Rabban. If the Pshat of Migu is Koyach HaTayin, I could use the Koyach from this time to that time, and like the Rabban listen. Then, you're not available. We don't listen to you. You lost your Koyach. You're coming now. It's too late. This makes sense? If it's a right that I'm saying the truth, there's no way to understand this Ramban. There's no right to understand this Ramban. Again, but there's no way to understand the Ramban. So here we'll see the Shlaze, weißt du es? Oder we'll see the Ruzi, weißt du? But again, als der Reihe shel Amigu, Avada, we have a Reihe. Why we have a Reihe? The guy is not a liar. There's no Shachis to Amigu Lemafreya. Why is no shaykhis to Migulim Afreya? Migulim Afreya is alemol. A person yesterday had a taine. He could have switched the taine, not switched the taine. This guy came in yesterday into the Beis Din and he said, Dvorim Brurim, I could have lied and say the karka is mine. So I'm asking you a favor, believe me that the guy owes me money. If I'm a liar, I would not be here to be moide. If I'm a liar, I would not be here to be moide. If I'm a liar, I will not believe you. I will not say that the karka is yours. A liar, I'm saying the truth. Yes, you don't listen. Today you listen. When you listen, how you listen. What's enough kamina? What's enough kamina? It's a lot of arichas than ktsesim. But I'm saying one pshutim. It's glad. I'm taking away all these arichas that you don't know. It's glad. A liar is a liar, but I'm not a liar. The teretz is migu, does not enough. You have to use the koyach hatayne. You don't have a koyach hatayne. When I walked in yesterday, I had a koyach hatayne, but shaloi befonov, they don't accept it. No, you can't hold on to it. It disappeared. When you came then, shaloi befonov, basin and not mekabel the tvir. So basin and not mekabel edus on the cotton. So when you wanted to use the koyach hatayne against the cotton, you spoiled it here and was nowhere to receive it. You took the koyach hatayne from le'adam, you wanted to pour it into the tvir, you can't come to vacuums. You lost the Koyach HaTayin. You come after 12 years, you want to use the Koyach HaTayin. Too late, you can't use the Koyach HaTayin. This is the tenets of the Ramban. Avada. So we said maybe yes. Not only that, the Shaila is about to be Masbir. Why I'm so madgishit. We're learning the Sugis of Migu. It's the end of the Sugis of Migu, though. It's not Koyach HaTayin is alamol, it's say Yeshiva Shateira. We don't like to say it. We don't want to use it. Especially when we say it like grub, like we're saying it now. But the Shaila is if it's a different way to learn the Ramban Bepshat. I'm not trying to come to the Maskona. I want to shtol the Kasha. Has Milan Koyach HaTayin is good. Familsin is good to blive in Azay. But the Shaila is, the Ramban is asking a Kasha. Was it the Rimigash and the Rambam Take learned the Sugya Nishtazai? Avada, the guy has a migu. Kipshuta, he has a migu. He could have said le'adam. He could have said the carcasses. Melim yom imoni and shalom al Israel. A normal migu. Zog the Ramban. No, I'm telling you, shtigul teiret. It's not a migu. It's not a migu. Why? We don't listen. He's a cotton. So what if you don't listen? Listen tomorrow. Tomorrow, now he doesn't have a migu zog the Ramban. But yes, they had. The guy is for sure saying the truth. He walked into Beis Din. He could have said it's his. He said they owe him money. They said it too little. Okay, so wait. A guy comes into a migu. The Beis Din says, listen, we don't have time. Wait 2 more minutes. He lost his migu. The guy says, 1 second. I'm just finishing to write down. Say it again. You can't say it. This is called migu. He has a migu. If it's a kechatayin, that's what we could hear. Vali was, I think it's also said to say Tere. But the pshad is Vali, Chnei Yisoyimim, Ein Mekabli Meidus Bifnei Ketanim, so it's not called the Kabbalah Seidus, it doesn't have a shame of a Migu, we don't accept it, now it's no Migu. Migu is not real. Migu is not a ride that you're saying the truth. Migu is a koyach. I could be Zeichen Imam, you can't. Then you could, then it's not Megeh. Avadahem, Kechatayin is not good. But the mitzvah is Yashiv Kan. Like this sugyas, we'll see every one of the mahalchim here, the rishonim. Again, the Da'as HaRashbam. The Rabbeinu Yoneh says a second teret. Zog Rabbeinu Yoneh. First he says, "I take a teret and migulei futur mishvue." First time we go back to him. Zog the Rabbeinu Yoneh teret. But you wanted to say Moshi about a pele otzu. Zog the Rabbeinu Yoneh. Migula itzi. So the male, he wanted to eat the peres. Now it's not a migula itzi. What? Because he ate them already. It's by him. Now he has to pay back money. It's eaten. He got $100. It's by him. That's by him. Mele, if he doesn't need it and he wants to collect, it's called migulaitzi. Karka becheskes baalei meres. Var, if he will eat it, Mele, he ate the peres. The money is already by him. Var, the money is already by him. Mele, it's migulaitzi. It's not a migulaitzi. But if he didn't eat it, it's a migulaitzi. Frag the world, listen very carefully. It's a modern Rabbeinu Yoneh. What is the Shaychus L'migula Hoitzi here? Again, Lefid Rashbam, Rove Bar Sharshum had a shtar that the Yesoimim owe him money. He had a right to go to the Yesoimim to collect the money. Nothing stopped him to collect the money. He had a shtar that he had a right to collect the money. But what would happen? Shleim, if he would go to the Yesoimim and collect the money, he would have to make a shvua. So, for what he needs the migu now? To collect the money or to pater himself from shvua? For what he needs the money? The migu. He has a shtar that the Yesoimim owe him money. And the Rashbam says, this shtar works. What they told him, wait till they be older, go over to them, make a shvur and collect the money. He wanted to save himself that he doesn't have to make the shvur. This is what he was trying to gain. The only thing that he was trying to gain, that he doesn't have to make a shvur. If he was trying to gain that he would not make a shvua, so what is the shaychus l'migula itzi? Why is it migula itzi? The money he could get. The shvua he patters himself. It's migula itzi. Migula itzi is when I don't have a right to be zeich in the mamanas, and I come with a migu to collect money. It's migula itzi. Here I have a right to collect the mamanas. Though the halacha is, I have to make a shvua. What I'm asking you to do? Just pater me from the shvua. I'm asking you, lehoitzi? The migu is moitzi? The migu only paters me shvua. Why is it called migu lehoitzi? Why is it called migu lehoitzi? Moshe says it over posh. Why is it called migu lehoitzi? Rabbi Yehuda, I can't ask, but I can ask you. What is the time? What is the shachet of migu lehoitzi? Migul Afturim Mishmu, we said we see in the Sugya that Migul Afturim Mishmu Amrinan. Other we have different answers. Our Sugya holds Migul Patas Mishmu, right? This is our Sugya. So our Sugya now wants that the person, he wants, the Rashbam says it twice, in the beginning of the Sugya and at the end of the Sugya, that this person had a right to collect the money. This person had a right to collect the money. The only thing was that he would have to make a Shvuah. He didn't want to make a Shvuah. So he took the Migu to help him, to be part of him doing a Shvuah. For this he bought the Migu. No? So the Ramban, Migu Lohitzi. What was the Rabbi Yehuda? What is Shaykh's Migu Lohitzi here? What is Shaykh's Migu Lohitzi? The Migu only part is in Shvuah. But the Lohitzi is Maitzi with a Shtar. More than that, we saw in Lamed Beis and Mud Beis, if it's a shayla, if the shtar is posel or kosher, and you have a migu to mesayah the shtar, he says, it's also not migu lahoitzi. Here, kal vachoyma, the shtar is a good shtar. As a halacha, bo leipora, minir si yasem, leipora ala b'shvua. So, vo shteido the Rabbi Yehine. It's mashma in the Rabbi Yehine here, it's mashma in the Rabbi Yehine, when you come to collect from the Yisayimim, as Leipora Ela Bishvua. What is the Pshat? Abol Leipora Menichse Yisayim Leipora Ela Bishvua. What's the Pshat? Chazal said, Yisayim owe you money, you have to make a Shvua. Yisayim owe you money, you have to make a Shvua. If you don't make a Shvua, you can't collect. So what is the Pshat? So Chazal said, without a Shvuah, you don't have a right to collect? Or you have a right to collect, just you have to make a Shvuah. Rabbi Yehuda learns, Keilu, while you have to make a Shvuah, they said, Kozman is no Shvuah, you lost the right to collect. So while you lost the right to collect, so now, if you want to collect without a Shvuah, it's Migul Ha'itzi. This is called Migul Ha'itzi. It's called Migul Ha'itzi. It's a Mechudosh Gezach. Pashas, the Pshat is, Avada, you have the right and the Mominus, you just need a Shvuah. Avada, if you don't do what you need, but it's not the Pshat that they said, and it's Mechudosh, but Pashas, all the Rishonim and Pashas learn Nishtazay. All the Rishonim learn, it's not the Pshat that Chazal said that he's Potur, and if he makes a Shvuah, now you collect. They said, you have a right to collect, but we want you to make a Shvuah. The marshal is a big shayla, I'm not going into it now. What if the guy is a choshud and he can't make a Shvuah? So he doesn't collect? He wants to make a Shvuah, but he say, listen, but you already lied 10 times. So listen, he owes me money. You told me to make a Shvuah. I'm happy to do a Shvuah. You don't let me, I don't have to lose. Pashas is allowed to collect. He has to lose? This is the shayla. Chazal said, but the same. So if we'll learn pshat, and Chazal said, no, here he's potu. Kozman is no shvuah, he's potu. Then maybe we could understand the Rabbi Yehine. Also nishklot that this is the pshat of Rabbi Yehine. But again, I think Shmuel here explains it very stark. He says, if we learn pshat, that avadi lo yitzu, the guy is a choshud lemoshul. He collects without a shvuah. So avadi, the collecting stays a collecting. No, it's a chiyuv shvuah. If he doesn't do what he has to, we don't let him to collect. But he's not collecting b'shvuah. It's not called shvuah sanoitlim. It's not called shvuah sanoitlim. He has a right to collect. He has to make a shvuah. It's not called migul ha'itzi. If we'll learn that Chazal went and took away his koyach, and lo yitzu l'moshe be a choshud, he would not make a shvuah. He would not collect. Then maybe we could understand Rabbi Yehine. But this is not the pashtus. So, l'chu'ure, say, it's terrible, but I want the vile to remind me that Kmo Yishu, Lechura Shteitim Rabbi Yehine, it's called Migul Ha'itzi, and I'm saying, the Shaila is, where is the Chiddush? Again, to remind me the Dvorim, I just want to go over the Tirutzim. The Amonas HaDvorim is Bezeh HaNusach. The Teire here is the Teire in Migul Ha'itzi, that, you're right, Belomdes is not called Lehoitzi, but for Migul Ha'itzi it's enough, and Migul Ha'itzi it's enough. We could call it Migul Ha'itzi. Lemaisi, you're right, it's a Shvuah. Lemaisi, you moitzi. Sister Svoris. Otherwise, no shachis, it's not no hitzi bichlal. The only way to understand it is to say a teire that abo lipor, amnich se yisoyim lipor ala b'shvua. Chazal said, be'etzem, I don't have a right to collect anymore, and only if I do a shvua, I have a right, and I'm trying to come to collect without the shvua, so it's considered I'm collecting with a andere zach. And even if it's a shtar, even if it's a shtar, but while Chazal said you can't be given with the shtar, so it's not kegovi domi. The Rabbi Yehuda, after he finishes the second teretz, he says, "Oh, so lechur, we have an offer in the Gemara that migulahit zilei amrina. It's machlekes. Zog Rabbi Yehuda, I have a third teretz. Zog Rabbi Yehuda, I have a third teretz. What is my third teretz? Migulahit zilei amrina. And we don't say the first teretz of the Ramban also. So why by us we don't say migu? Why by us we don't say migu? Why Rabbi Bar Shalshum had to eat the peiris for 3 years for, and only then? Why is it not enough to him to say migu that he could have said lekuach ubiyadi b'meila believe him b'migu, believe him b'migu? Zok derazei. It's migu mi moment le moment. It's migu mi moment le moment. You telling me you could have stolen the karka by claiming that the karka is yours? So now you want to be believed that what? That the father owes money. You could have stealed this money to take it. And you want to be believed on something else? Migu has to be on the same money. On the same money, you have to have a migu. If it's not on the same money, you don't have a migu. So if you eat it, Zog the Rabbi Yehuda, so now be'etzem I ate $100 worth peiros, so this is the money that I'm holding for the choiv, and I just want not to give back that money that I have by me. I could have not give back this money, because I was saying, lekuach ubiyadi, so this money I would not give back. I want to hold on to this money. Masha'inkin bekarka, val bekarka the pshat is. You can't get this karka. You don't have a schus to decide that you say we have to give you this karka. You want that it will pay you money, because you could have stolen this karka. Migu mi mamen le mamen lo yamrinen. Migu mi mamen le mamen lo yamrinen. We have a mushul to that in Tesis in Bamitzia daf beis amud aleph. The Gemara says zoimer kula sheli in atalis vezoimer kula sheli. Everyone gets a half. Zoimer chetzio vezoimer kula. The kula gets 3/4, and the chetzio gets a quarter. Frek Tesis. Believe the guy that says chetzio, that the whole half is his, he could have said kula, and if he would say kula, he would get a half of the kula, right? So why the chetzio gets a quarter? When kula v'kula, they get half-half. Everyone says everything is his, you get half-half. Kula v'chetzio, so we say, listen, chetzio, you agree that half is his, and the other half you're fighting, so do half-half. So he gets a quarter, and he gets 3/4. Frek tei sakashe, believe the chetzio, v'migo, he could have said kula, and he would get his half. You're right, he only wants a half. He would say kula, he would get a half. Why to say a half? Like, you know, a person sues more to get a, you know, he asks for more to get a half. So Zog the Mordechai dear, it's a big moment le moment. What do you say? When he would say kula, he gets a half of the whole lot. Now he says a half. But I could have said, what, so you would ask this and you would get this. Big moment le moment le amrinam. Big moment le moment le amrinam. You can't, migu is only helps if in this moment, about if it's kechatayin, it's a sach kloer, even if it's a biru, we said already once, it's not stam zaiti kerayis, I could have lied, I could have stealed. I have to have a biru in this chefze. I have to have a biru in this chefze. So these are the three terutzim again. Kol ze b'shitas harashbam rabbi niyene, Ramban, Ram, that they learn in pshat, that Rove Bar Sharshu was only planning to ask the money from the Yesaimim after he will eat the peiros. Before he will eat the peiros, he knew that his migu would not work. His only plan was to ask for the money after he will eat the peiros. But with stand that he could have said lekuach ubiyadi, then maybe he would ask for the money. After them, he doesn't have a right. After them, he doesn't have a right. After them, he doesn't have a right. And we said, one of the three is Beirim. Other lefi the Ramban, it's a migu lemafreya, chidushim atzumim. Other it's a migu lehoitzi, also chidushim atzumim in Rabbi Niyane. Other it's a migu mimomen lemomen. Why I'm marichan it so much? We were zoicha that they printed Rabbi Niyane. If you look in Simen Kuf Nun Hei in Shulchan Aruch and the Tur brings down b'shem. The Tur brings down b'shem Rabbi Niyene that it's migu lehoitzi, and that it's migu b'mamen lemamen. And the Ktsois and the Nesives, they say migu b'mamen lemamen. We never heard such a chisaron. Mistomet means migu lehoitzi. Then they start to declare, what is the shaykh is migu lehoitzi? And everyone is choylek if Rabbi Niyene meant migu b'mamen lemamen, if Rabbi Niyene meant migu lehoitzi, what the Tur meant, the Ktsois, the Nesives. The Ma'aser, we today have Rabbi Niyene. He said also Shtikl Teir of Migu Lahoitzi, and he also said Migu Lemamen Lemamen, and he was Mechadish both Chidushim. He was Mechadish both Teiras. That is also Chisor Lemamen Lemamen, and also Chisor Migu Lahoitzi. Now, again, Yener Eine from these Asbeirim needs a Pshat. So let me get first the Derech HaPshat, Lefid HaRashba. So Lefid HaRashba, we'll go back first to the Amoda Sursa the Shmaisa Alibad HaRashba. So Rabbi Bar Sharshum was sitting in the karka b'chaye ha'av sholishonim. Now was the koil after the father was niftar that the mashkante finished. Abaye asked him, what is the story? He said, Lemay said, they owe me money. I was planning to eat it another couple of years. And b'mele, I would have a migu that I could have said, l'kuachu b'yodi, and I ate it, b'mele. Then I'm never with the migu. The migu then will work already. It's not a migu l'hoitzi. It's not a migu l'mamen l'mamen. B'mele, I want to be believed. So what they told him, you're right, but Lemaisi, your migu is not a migu. Because you could not say l'kuachu b'yadi. You cannot say l'kuachu b'yadi. Why you cannot say l'kuachu b'yadi? Because it's a coil. Because it's a coil. And here I still understand pshat. And I didn't find yet a good pshat. This kasha, the Ma'arit asked a kasha. What was the coil? The coil came and said, belongs to the Yesoimim. If it's Rashbam, so what if it's a coil? Not like Taisus. Taisus is an under a pshat. Really, you don't have a migu. Why? Ein lecho mechoek doilo mizu. Look in the Rashbam. Omar le, Abaye, od choshavto bedaitoch. Di boi etanin lekuchoi biyodi. Keiven di adin en milse de mashkante in chasto boi. Lo motis limita lekuchoi biyodi. Do ike kol aveidus de arde yasmei. De hashtu shalimu shnei mashkante. Ve keiven di adane de isfe aloch kol de arde do mashkante igaboch. Ve loi lekuchoi. Ein lecho mechoek doilo mizu.
So the Rashbam learned the reason he's losing his migu, because ain lecho mechoek doilo mizu. So I want first to ask pshat before the chidushim. I don't understand. He ate it b'chaya av sholoshonim. Now was a coil that is eating the karka of the yesoimim. Ain lecho mechoek doilo mizu. But already I have a chazaka. I'm allowed to lose the shtar. The last Rashbam in Lamed Beis Amud Beis explained that my chazoka is because I ate it 3 years b'chayav. If I ate it 3 years b'chayav, I have a chazoka. Now it's a coil. So what if it's a coil? Ein lecho mechoek doilo mizu. What helps a coil?
What?
The Rashbam said ein lecho chazoka, ein lecho mechoek doilo mizu. What's the meaning of Rashbam? The Rashbam doesn't know like Teisvus. The Rashbam learns the reason you lose is because ain lecho mechoek doilo mizu v'hoyo lecho leizor b'shtar. The Rashbam said in Lamed Beis Amud Beis that Rabbi Bar Sharshum had to eat it 3 years b'chaya av because ain machziki b'nichse kotten. The chazoka was b'chaya av. Now what happened is a coil. L'fi the Rashbam, what the coil does? Now that we know that once was a mashkante and if noch is b'tir is mashkante, no, zog the Rashbam. ואין לך מכוי כדי למיזו, ואין לך להיזהר בשטור. Okay, a huge מכוי now. A huge מכוי now. בסדר, but I mean, I lost the star after 3 years, בחיי האב.
He says, given the idea, it's much more than I was always known.
From now on, it's good for the Yisai.
So you're right.
You can have a title that it's not yours.
But I bought it 3 years ago.
No. He says, given the idea,
once I'm asking you when the coil came out.
In the beginning, it's much
more. Ellie, when the coil came out. When the coil came out. When the coil came out? No. Rove bar sharshum nofega lekol dekol ochil are de yasme. Yasme means people that don't have a father, right? Now the Rashbam says that he ate it 3 years b'chayav. So the coil came out now. Frek de Marit,
Frag the Ma'arit, if you l'imshal lefi the Rashbam. That be'etzem he had a migud. What is the fi the Rashbam, the sugi be'etzem is a very easy sugi. Rabbi Bar Sharshum has a migud that he could have said that the karka is his, so he wants to be believed. The answer is, you're not allowed to say the karka is his, it's a mechoe, whereas yishtar, you're not believed that the karka is his. We had to ask the Shaila why he had to eat the peres, as I did get teretz. We answered it back to the tzus of the Shmaisa. Fin Rashbam is no big sugi, it's a very simple sugi. He has it 3 years. He's not meant to say lekuach, so he wants to believe that they owe him money. He have to eat also. We said 3 terutzim. Aber mein migu is lekuach. What is the answer of the Gemara? Val is a koil. It's no migu. Why is no migu? The Tesis will say migu. The Oze will say all different pshatim. The Rashbam says why is no migu? She'ein lecho mechoy gdoy lo mizu. Frag the Ma'arit, what do you mean, Ein lecha mechoy gdoy lo mizu? But the mechoy is now. If the mechoy is now, so the ma'isa, and he ate it 3 years b'chayav, so he has a chazaka. Why the Rashbam has to say that he ate it 3 years b'chayav? Why the Rashbam said in the last line of Lamed Beis Amud Beis that he ate it 3 years b'chayav? I've told you, why he said that he ate 3 years b'chayav? Why the Rashbam said it? Because he wants to have a chazoke. Why he can't have chazoke if he eats it now? Because you have to have chazoke b'chayav. So the 3 years b'chayav was a chazoke. And he lost the shtar. So he claims that he bought it 3 years ago and he lost the shtar. Now when the coil is against him, now. Now the coil doesn't make him to lose. I don't understand. So it's not a shachis to the mechoy. So on a mechoy. So on mechoy. So Stam says the edus that is now a chazoke. Finish. The Rashbam says that the coil to zoif. With the call to Zoyv Zog the Rashbam, that now we have a Mechoe, Vehoy Aloy Lizoyr Beshtoroy. It's a Mechoe and the Chazoke that he did. He had a Chazoke Bechayav. Lemosh, Tesis learns that the coil makes that he didn't want to say Lekuach. It's a Mikudei Aose. It's a different Malach in the Sugya. Say it. Or we knew that he went in Beteres Mashkante, he never has a Chazoke. First Tesis. Rashbam says, no, push the Mechoe. So Pashta Mechoy. After you can, you have to have a chazoke b'chayav.
No, right after getting.
So what 3 years b'chayav was quiet. So what helps the mechoy? The Rashbam says you lose because it was a mechoy. The reason you lose is because it's a mechoy. Zeh shein the Rashbam. You lose because it's a mechoy. Frag the Ma'arit.
You have no proof in the Bible.
Person has chazok ishtol ishtolim, he gets it. Unapproved. So what zok the Rashbam? When Mechoy happened? A guy sitting 3 years in a car and no one said a word. Now billion of words comes out, it stays his. Because he has 3 years quiet. If 3 years was quiet, it's his. The Mechoy has to come out b'chayav. So the Ma'arit says al korchoch pshat in the Rashbam that was two koilas. How came out a koil that ochil are the yasme? Because mistame was the koil b'chaye ha'av that was a mashkante. So it was a different koil that the sugi never spoke about. Was one koil that came out b'chaye ha'av and a second koil that came out now. So shtikul meduk in loshon Rashbam. The Isloch called it the Aridom Mashkante Yigaboch. Before the Rashbam said, the Iker called it the Ochil Arid Yasme. It's time that he's a Ganef. Here the Rashbam says that the Koil was that he's a Lekuach. But it's a very big daichak. It's a very big daichak to understand Pshat in the Rashbam, how this mechor is spoil. So, that's the shit of the Rashbam. So, Hashem tomorrow, Bob. No, that the Maisim was another coin of Chaya Rabosim.